Preston and Steve Fun Size Podcast.
Yeah, hey.
All right. Let me put on my little hat. Come out and smile.
We should have a little bravery.
Wave my little
hat.
He's
not wearing a hat, even though he says he is. He's the connoisseur with a whole bunch of food stories. And since we're eating a whole bunch of turkey bacon products, I got hungry, and I thought it'd be kind of nice to hear this stuff.
I could start with one that might take up the entire connoisseur segment. Well, I don't know.
Is it that good?
Well, it says 15 foods that make you fart incessantly.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Well, that's...
And why?
Well, we could dance with that.
I'll give you a couple of them, and if it seems stupid, I'll move on, because I do have other things.
Well, if it's as good as the thing about why things are shaped the way they are yesterday.
I'm sorry. That
no,
was boring.
There was a couple of good ones, though.
Let me give you a couple of these. So your farts are a combination of two things, the air you swallow and the food you eat. This is according to Dr. David Poppers.
Dr. Poppers is a fart doctor?
Yeah.
Well, that's perfect.
He's a MD, PhD of gastroenterologist and clinical associate professor of medicine at NYU Langone Health. Farting is completely normal and healthy.
Of course it is.
But it's also extremely inconvenient, and some foods may affect you more than others. And that's because everyone harbors different bacteria in their gut, says Dr. Poppers, which are typically responsible for the gas you produce. And it says the following foods, however, seem to be common offenders. And here's why they make you gassy and what you can do about it. Which, by the way, I didn't know that part about the air you swallow.
I always suspected that.
Did you?
It can because obviously
expert.
You can belch. Yeah, yeah. Actually, Casey has a research grant from the Dr. Poppers Institute. I'd say this is that, you know, for the same reason, Casey, you can force a belch by inhaling. That you,
eventually it makes its
certainly
way all the way down.
Yeah.
So cruciferous vegetables.
This I've always heard.
Cruciferous.
These are vegetables you associate with Motley Crue.
No, they are broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, and Brussels sprouts.
Right.
What is it about them?
They are particularly high in fiber, a type of carb your body can't digest. Unlike most other components of food, fiber reaches the large intestine intact. The majority of the bacteria in the GI tract live in the large intestine. Bacteria have the capacity to utilize fiber for energy, and the byproduct of their metabolism is gas.
Uh-huh.
And that's where that comes from.
So, of the cluster, you know, and we, as he's saying, we all have different reactions to different things. What tends to light your pilot light?
Oddly enough, the thing that I absolutely 100% I'm like, that made me fart. My buddy Will makes a special bean dish.
So beans.
And, but not specific. I need to find out what kind of beans he uses, because it was those beans in particular that did it. Because I can have baked beans and not have an issue. I can have green beans and not have an issue.
Lima beans?
They weren't lima beans, for sure. They may have been, navy beans. They may
navy
have been navy beans.
Beans.
Yeah.
Huh.
But I'm not 100% sure. So that does. How about you? Do you have something 100% that'll kick it off for you?
So for me, like the greener stuff, like broccoli, things, you know, that are that nature.
I don't get them from that.
However, I do drink a super vegetable powder, you know, that's just because I've fallen in love with the Mediterranean diet. So we eat a lot of that stuff. And it's great. That will do it. And then actually we had Sid Wilder in here, and she talked about it. I have these Quest chocolate chip cookie dough protein bars. Those mothers will blow your O-ring out.
All right. So now this I didn't know. Oats and whole wheat bread.
Doesn't do it for
really?
Me.
Really?
I've never had a correlation.
In fact, I can use that to plug up a problem.
I wonder, Press, because I remember when we were jarring our farts for a contest, you made sure you drank Blue Moon.
Blue Moon.
And that's a wheat beer.
100% gives me really gnarly gas. I mean, like, you know.
Now
it smells horrible.
There's expulsion without odor.
Why is everybody looking at Casey's daughter?
Because she's looking at her dad, shaking her head.
You want to get on the microphone? I'd love for you to share whatever you want to share.
We want to hear.
Whole grains make you gassy for the same reason the vegetables listed above do. They have they are equally high in fiber, but I've never noticed that.
Is dairy on this list?
Yeah, I'm eventually going to get this. So, by the way, it says you don't want to skimp on fiber, though, since it's great for your heart, digestion, and weight. Instead, increase your intake slowly by eating an additional serving of high-fiber food per day until your stomach gets more comfortable with it. Drinking enough water during this process.
I drink a ton of water.
It will help ease the gas. So, for every 5 grams of fiber you had, increase your fluids by 8 ounces, says the doctor.
So, okay. It's only around the two, you know, again, like... as I said, this one protein bar and this vegetable powder drink that are really guaranteed go-tos when you want a fart.
Yeah, I will say that if I ever deny a fart, you better believe me because I usually own up to it. And if I'm lying about it, I'm usually lying.
You're approaching it from the etiquette side, right?
No. I'm usually like laughing about lying about it. But I wanted to say that because yesterday the dog farted and it stunk up the room and I got blamed for it and I denied it and they didn't believe me. And
your daughter's laughing.
But like,
Casey will never lie about farting.
Do you? Mm-mm. Let me ask you.
My father's many things, but he's not a liar about his farts.
Was your father telling the truth about just?
Here, Casey, seriously, come over to the microphone.
What?
Yeah, come on. We otherwise, we can't hear you. Yeah. So we have the headphones on.
I have to ask, do you believe your dad when he says this stuff, or is there still a little bit of doubt when he blames the dog?
Well, he blames it on us sometimes.
Really?
He goes, of course. Casey, why'd you do that?
But, like, again, that's a joke.
You can tell.
Did you see that look on his face?
You can tell.
Yeah. Who's it worse? Who's it worse? Casey's or the dogs? Your father's
the dog.
The dog. Oh, yeah, there you go. Okay. She's being honest.
Man, I forgot to tell you. So on the way back from Hawaii, we stopped in L.A., switched planes, got on board. A gal sat next to my wife and I, and she had a dog. It was a really cute dog, and I didn't mind it all. The entire flight, the dog's chin was resting on my thigh, and I was totally cool with it, you know, because it was a really sweet dog and everything. The dog farted the entire flight from L.A. to Philly. Oh, I didn't say anything about it, but the dog, you didn't hear anything. No. There was no audible sound. But it was farting, and it was not, it didn't smell human. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It smelled ungodly.
It didn't smell, no, it wasn't so rank that I was like, look, you got to get
we
got to
divert this
here.
Plane.
Right, exactly. But so your dog is worse than dad, huh?
Yeah.
Because I've smelled it's really nasty.
Silent but deadly.
Silent but deadly?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I think you
got work to do, Casey. Yeah.
Have I told you guys this before about the guy at my gym who works out in front of me?
Yeah. He farts all the time, right?
And I want to die. I'm on the stepper, and the ellipticals are in front. So, yeah, you don't hear anything. Well, I do have headphones on, so I don't know. Whatever.
Is he doing it with every step, Steve? Like,
yeah.
And I want to die. And so, just the other day, there was a guy on the stepper next to me, and I mean, clearly you could smell it. And I'm like, this guy probably thinks it's me. I mean, it like punches you in the face.
Just say no. It's this guy who's essing himself.
Excuse me, it's that guy, me.
This gentleman over here is essing himself.
I mean, but when you're working out, you're like breathing heavy. I'm like sucking this in. It's awful.
Honestly, be aware of it, especially in a public place like that.
All right, so, Nick, to answer your question, milk, cheese, and yogurt.
That's what does it for me.
Dairy contains a type of sugar called lactose. You guys have heard of that. But many people have trouble digesting it because they have insufficient amounts of an enzyme called lactase.
Are you moderately lactose intolerant, Nick?
I think I must be. I wasn't when I was younger, and I think it's developed over the last few years. But you know what really gets me is, like, at the end of the night when I want ice cream, which, is, you know, obviously we all love.
You have to lay down a tarp.
No. I got to pace myself, or I can't have it too late before bed.
Okay.
You know, if I'm going to go out for ice cream, it's got to be in the 7 o'clock hour, not at the 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock hour.
I think I consider it a personal achievement if you're in bed, and I'm sorry, I always have a whole bunch of animals. If I can make 4 or 5 cat head turns, cat head turns, I've really pulled off a good one.
You've won that round.
Yeah.
So
that's your daddy.
It says this can lead to bloating, gas, or even constipation, which I've always been, that's always bizarre. How can it lead to constipation when you're, you know, farting like crazy? But anyway, in fact,
the seed gets caught.
About 65% of people have trouble digesting dairy as they grow older. That doesn't necessarily mean that you're completely lactose intolerant or allergic, though. Some people are merely sensitive to it. Hmm. So you can try drinking reduced lactose milk or taking lactase supplements. Hmm. to see if that eases your stomach problems.
I'll try
if
that.
You experience severe abdominal pain, though, you should check in with your doctor and ideally a gastroenterologist. Now, here are some that I did not know. Apples, bananas, and peaches.
Never heard of that as being conducive to farting, I may use a technical term.
It says your body loves fruit most of the time. If your stomach feels a bit rumbly after your daily apple, it could come down to the fiber once again.
Fiber seems to be the culprit in a lot, though fiber's good for you.
But fruit is also high in natural sugar like fructose. And he said, although it's less common than lactose intolerance, some people experience gas and bloating from fruit because their GI system doesn't break down all the sugars in fruit properly. So these carbohydrates reach the large intestine and serve as food for bacteria, which produce gas as a byproduct. So the big... Jesus. The biggest offenders include apples, peaches, raisins, bananas, apricots, prune juice, and pears.
Okay, so prune juice we hear is something that will get you
supposed to loosen you up.
So mm-hmm. I could see prune juice, but I always thought that things like apples would be very innocuous.
Yeah.
But I guess we were all different complex mechanisms with different things.
Like, all right. So. I'm sorry.
No, it's just fascinating to hear that. I know fruit does affect some people, though.
No, it doesn't affect me. I know you want to ask.
No, not you. No. Okay.
You just eat a lot of fruit.
Yeah.
That's why you're farting all the time.
Oh, my God.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah,
that's why we actually had to paint the one wall in the office.
We do need to take a picture of that tub that you bring in every day.
I only have strawberries today.
It's impressive. We need the medley.
Okay.
All right, so here's an obvious one, and I'll move on to some ones that aren't so obvious, but beans are on the list.
They're a magical fruit, Preston.
Most legumes, I guess is how you say that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which is Dutch for fart.
Which include lentils, nuts, and peas are high in fiber. It's Dutch for fart.
I think peanuts are legumes.
Are they? Where did that come from?
I think you might be right.
Yeah, they are.
And
high
in fiber.
That's the craziest thing I've ever heard!
Along with sugars your body can't digest properly, like raffinose and stachyose.
Aren't those the $2 you had?
So bacteria in your intestines break down these sugars, resulting in all sorts of gas, like hydrogen, methane, and even sulfur, responsible for that rotten egg smell.
Didn't you report a story on somebody who was receiving surgery and had such a buildup of methane in their body that they caught, there was a fire that resulted, there was a spark, and it resulted in a fire in the operation room.
All right, Casey's telling me I got to wrap up.
Damn it!
But I'll just mention
can you get to how you stop it?
Well, soda and seltzer water are one of them, and that has to do with the air getting in there.
All right.
Protein can cause it as well. It says, if gas is becoming a constant problem, taking a tablet like Beano with your meals may help, since it contains an enzyme that makes fart-inducing foods easier to digest.
Have you ever tried Beano?
I have not.
I have, and I'm not sure whether or not it worked.
That's the thing, right?
Yeah.
By the time it gets in there, you may have already, it already may have been gone.
Yeah.
You have to take it in advance?
Like, it says, with your meal. So,
yeah, okay.
You may also... Do you remember when George Kennedy was endorsed? I mean, like, they couldn't
have picked... Oh, my God, when I start to farting.
They couldn't pick a better guy, big dude, to endorse Beano.
What actor would you associate with fart? I have to say George Kennedy.
You may also want to try keeping a food log for weeks, and you write down what you eat, how much of it, and how it makes you feel. This can help you pinpoint the worst offenders.
Huh.
Take note, any other bothersome problems like constipation, stomach pain, or heartburn, or nausea. All right? So anyhow, we got to wrap it up.
Damn it.
Sorry that the connoisseur was all about farting.
Yeah, but that's all right. Real quick, by the way, I looked this up. The immediate root words, the word fart. You guys want to know where that comes from?
Please. Sure.
Because I thought you would get a kick out of this, Steve. The roots are in Middle English words, fjorten. And farten, and it is kin of the old High German word furzon.
Really? Which stood for what?
Which, it's also Greek and Sanskrit. The word fart has been incorporated into the colloquial and technical speech of a number of occupations.
But it doesn't say what the High German word meant?
Furzon.
Don't know.
Don't know what that means.
Okay. Well, anyhow.
Furzon.
Sorry, this was the only story I had from my file of food stories for the connoisseur, but... You get what you get, and you don't get upset, quote Casey.
Get the whole Preston and Steve Show or the Bizarre Files podcast at PrestonandSteve.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.